Today is Thursday, October 3rd, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Techies Day. I guess I should celebrate myself because I'm a techie. And it's also National Boyfriend Day. I'm also a boyfriend. So, man, I should be celebrated. I'm sure a lot of you are boyfriends as well and techies, so we can just celebrate each other. I'm trying to get to my Bluetooth screen on my phone. Because I want to see if I can connect. I want to see if I can connect my phone to the Bluetooth. And I believe I have it muted right now. Let's see. Okay, yeah, that is now connected. That was a garbled podcast that I was listening to. Well, what? I just hit play and pause really quick. So I guess I could go in and delete that one part. But I wanted to try something on my phone, and I wanted to have it hooked into the audio. So I don't know which channel that is when I pull it over to record or to edit. So that'll be interesting, having to find that when I'm doing my editing. All right, so what's been going on? Well, First of all, the new model rolled out to ChatGPT, the apps. It might have been a while, but the model that has the voice, and I was playing around with that earlier. My Rodecaster seems to now have a click in it again. It used to have a click, and it seems to be back the past couple of days. It's probably not showing up in the recording, or at least I hope it's not showing up in the recording, but who knows. So I'm just going to talk to ChatGPT here, and I'm going to ask a few things. I'm just going to give her time to wake up. Hey, ChatGPT, did you know that October 3rd is Techies Day? No, she's not saying anything. Maybe the Bluetooth connection is not working. It could be that the Bluetooth connection is not working. Hey, ChatGPT, did you know that October 3rd is Techies Day? I think she's talking, but it's not going through the Bluetooth. Oh my gosh. She's probably going into something else. It says it's connected for calls and audio, but I am getting nothing. Well, demo fail. I don't know why it's not working, but for whatever reason, let me disconnect it from the Bluetooth and I'll see.
Yeah, tech can be finicky like that sometimes. Disconnecting and reconnecting might just do the trick.
Oh, there we go. Hey, did you know that October 3rd is National Techies Day? Did you know that October 3rd is National Techies Day?
Absolutely. It's the day to celebrate everyone in the tech industry. A perfect occasion to appreciate all the tech enthusiasts, developers, and IT professionals who keep our digital world running smoothly.
So I'm recording a podcast today, and I just thought I would demo your new features.
That sounds like a fantastic idea. Hopefully we can get this Bluetooth issue sorted out so the demo goes off without a hitch. What new features are you planning to show off?
I don't know. What features would you like me to show?
Well, here are a few ideas. You could demonstrate how I can help with programming queries, like explaining code snippets or debugging. Another idea is to showcase my ability to provide explanations on tech concepts or even discuss the latest trends in technology. And of course, we could dive into how I can assist with project management tasks or productivity tips. How does that sound?
Well, this is not really a tech podcast. It's more of a personal journal podcast. But You can just tell us. I know that October 3rd is also National Boyfriend Day, and I have a boyfriend. I was just wondering if there's anything special I could do to honor my boyfriend.
That's wonderful. For National Boyfriend Day, you could plan something thoughtful and personal. How about a handwritten letter expressing your feelings or a photo book of your favorite moments together? If he enjoys experiences, maybe cook his favorite meal or plan a special date night. It's all about showing appreciation in a way that resonates with him.
Okay, cool. By the way, do you like Chick-fil-A?
I don't eat, but I know Chick-fil-A is popular for its chicken sandwiches and waffle fries. It has a pretty dedicated fan base. Are you thinking about grabbing some Chick-fil-A for you and your boyfriend?
I had Chick-fil-A for lunch, so probably not today.
Gotcha. A Chick-fil-A lunch is always a solid choice.
Anyway, we'll end it there. So yeah, the new model, I don't know, it was probably weeks ago, but I just started trying the new model on my app. And there you go, she sounds pretty lifelike. I don't know what the Bluetooth issue was. But there's my little tech demo. Oh my gosh, I need to reboot the mixer. Again, I'm not sure if this is showing up on the audio, but I'm getting all kinds of clicking. And as far as I know, there has not been any firmware update. Anyway. All right. I should have tested that out before I started recording. I was like, you know what? Because I was asking her some questions earlier. And I was like, oh, this is pretty similar to the demo they did 6 months ago. Or however long ago that they did that demo where it was very lifelike sounding. So we are getting ready for our trip. I'll tell you this, we're a little bit concerned because of this potentially emerging war between Iran and Israel, because we are flying to Italy and we are going to be doing a cruise around Italy, Turkey, and Greece, which are all very close to Iran and Italy. And so Italy, Iran, and Greece are very close to Israel. I don't know what I just said, but I corrected myself if I got it wrong. And we're a little bit concerned that our flights could be... Obviously, it's horrible what's going on, so I don't want to make light of what's going on. War is horrible. There is nothing that I can do to end this war. But our concern for our own selves is our flights going to be canceled because of this war. Potential war. Also, Mark's sister lives in Israel. And so far, she's fine. I think the missiles and stuff like that get launched, they mostly are able to intercept them. And nothing has hit near her where she lives. So far, so good. But that's a worry as well. We're just concerned on a lot of different fronts for that. But theoretically, if no flights get canceled and we're able to go to Israel, then not Israel, we're not going to Israel. If flights do not get canceled and we're able to fly to Rome, we will be departing on Saturday. And so mostly what I've been doing is trying to get ready to do that. So work has been very busy. Every morning I've been getting up. I have been getting up early this week because for the past couple of weeks, I've been waking up early. And early for me is around 6:15. Occasionally I woke up around 5, but if I wake up at 5 or 5:30, I go back to sleep. But I've been trying to get my walking in and my gym in the morning. I was doing this before, but I'm trying to go back to that and really do that consistently, especially these last few days before we leave for Greece, because I'm trying to get my weight as far down as I can before I go, because I know I'm going to eat like a pig and it's going to go back up, and I don't want to have too much to lose, basically. And so anyway, so I've been doing that. So I've been getting up around 6. It is so busy around my neighborhood. 6 in the morning or 6:15, 6 or 7 different people doing laps around the neighborhood that I keep passing. And I can't seem to find a time. People walking their dogs, all this kind of stuff. Just everyone just walking, walking, walking. I guess they all want to be healthy and they all want to walk their dogs. I don't know, but I did that. And I also had to start, I've been having to start work like right on time, like super early every morning, because I have a list, a to-do list of things that I need to do. I'm almost completely through the list. And I don't want to jinx myself, but when I go on vacation, something always comes up last minute. Some manager will be, oh, Adam, can you just do this report for me really quick? I know you're going on PTO and I need it before you go. So I'm hoping that nothing comes up like that, because literally I've got 2 days of work left and I don't want to have that situation, bottom line. All right, we'll end it there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.